Welcome to this week's episode of Azentuary. We left off last time in the Adventurers Guild Tavern, everyone having successfully made it back alive from their capture and then daring escape, now hailed as heroes somehow, despite kind of being responsible for the various problems that are now besetting the Adventurers Guild. Nonetheless, they don't need to know that.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Exactly. So, you guys wake up and stumble downstairs. During the night, Barry, you have a divine vision. It is of some type of obstruction being cleared, almost like you're pushing a boulder away from a rounded, say, cave, and you realize that it's like a metaphor for being constipated. And Grimmel, you wake up with a weird headache, not just from the drinking and the partying you imbibed in, but you have this, like, it was almost like Zaratan himself was trying to speak to you, but because he's huge and you're small, the voice was just too loud. And all you could make out of it was, ouch. Everyone else just wakes up and heads downstairs.
Me head downstairs, go to cafeteria, say, ugh. Me had weird dream last night. Me think me need prunes. And then a visit to the outhouse. Quick, give me a bowl of prunes.
You get a raised eye from the guy who's working in the morning. He's looks like an old adventurer that's all scarred up. He's got big gashes around like his neck and face, but other than that, you know, kind of just a gruff human. He kind of gives you a look and brings you a bowl. Not usually a breakfast food, but whatever works for you, I guess.
Ooh. Thanks, grizzled old man. Can I have a pint of ale to go with it?
For breakfast? Sure. He goes over and what he brings you back is more like it's thick. It's like a super dark, thick, what he would consider like a breakfast beer, a breakfast porridge, if you will.
Okay. Me shrug. Couple down prunes, slam down the ale, and then run to that house and sit and wait.
All right. So the others, as you work your way down, the bartender comes over and he talks to you. And he's, I heard Linda wants to talk to you guys this morning. You, as soon as you're done here, might want to head over there and have a chat with her.
I have no time for Linda's. My patron might be in trouble. All I heard was ouch. You must be in great pain indeed. Zaratan, the mighty himself, says ouch.
So I guess you peck up your breakfast quickly.
I suppose I will get this done, for I'm at least slightly indebted to Linda, and I ensure I want to maintain my image as a very benevolent future tyrant. I suppose I will follow Linda's orders, and then I must go and travel and check on Zaratan.
What does an Alan eat for breakfast?
I don't know. What do you eat for breakfast? Bacon's good. I like bacon. What's wrong with bacon?
Well, I figured you'd mostly be like grains, you know, a bunch of seeds that you'd sit there and just like peck.
Owls were carnivores.
No! Yeah. That's for common birds! I'm not a common bird!
Fine. You jump up into the rafters and grab like a whole rat and bring it down and just sit there and chomp it up and then hack up a big ball of fur.
That's more like it. That's a meal for a man! Not...
That's hilarious. Alright. Alright, eventually... Alright, let's say you... You guys eat your breakfast, unless... Poplart or Fox Club, did you want to say anything specific here?
Nope.
Alright.
I'm just kind of going around, maybe see if I can some people reallocate some of their lost goods.
Sure. You...
I'll drop stuff all the time in taverns.
Yeah, you find some coins that, you know, didn't get picked up from the floor last night.
But things that weren't properly secured that got lost on people's persons. Happens all the time.
Exactly. Alright. So you go over and, you know, eventually, Barry, you come back in. You didn't pass anything particularly, you were normal. And you come in like, huh, must not have been about me.
Pretty much. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Can I say here that there is a gnome sitting on one of, like, the breakfast benches with... And the character sheet that I sent you will confirm that I have a dummy fat coin purse just, like, barely hanging on to my belt loop.
Eh, nice. So, very attractive for Poplart?
Could be. I don't know. I don't know what Poplar's into, but...
Anything shiny, really.
What about 619 silver pieces?
That's very shiny.
That'd be pretty shiny.
Ooh.
So I guess, Poplar, do you want to try and, like, pop that off his waist?
Yeah, suddenly they seem very misplaced sitting over there. It's not a good place to keep them.
14 gold pieces.
Ooh.
So...
Alright, that's a pretty big stack hanging there.
Your fast character assigned me a great deal of gold. So.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I guess try to see what it's reallocated.
Sure. Roll your sleight of hand, I guess. Roll your sleight of hand to see if you can pickpocket, and we'll go against perception.
Right?
Yeah, passive perception, right?
Yes, you should be a... I guess, yeah, it'll just be against your passive perception because you're not actually really paying attention for it.
Oh.
It's only 11.
And I definitely succeed in that with 25.
Yep.
Yep, so okay, that, 23. That coin purse just disappears.
It's just like this gnome, and he's just wearing your classical blue wizard robe with like a hempen rope cinching it at the waist. And, like a pointy hat, but all the point is gone out of it, you know?
Worn off.
And he's just kicking his little feet while he's enjoying his breakfast. And kind of, like, smiling to himself. You know the food dance? He's doing the food dance. And, yeah, you...
Jeez. That's way too much gold. Should be way less gold than that.
You told me to make my character.
I told you to use the fast character maker, I know, but that's a shocking amount. But all right, whatever.
I'm an agent of chaos.
All right, well, it's all right, whatever. He got your lucky charms.
I think you're... That's the wrong species. I think you're being a bit...
Yeah.
He's a gnome. They're practically leprechauns. I mean, what is a leprechaun but a specialized gnome?
Honestly, that is kind of true, because gnomes are also fae.
I'll let it pass.
Yeah, and the coin purse gets taken, and he doesn't even notice. He's just still kicking his feet and eating.
Yeah. When you're twice the checker over, that's a total success.
Good job, my fairy friend! That poor soul won't even notice until lunchtime. This whole day will be ruined. How dare he be happy for no reason?
Did you even notice?
Buying into your characters.
I don't know
if anyone else would have even seen it. That if you're that quick, sleight of hand, that's pretty much concealed. So
Papa just sits in the back counting out his coins one by one. Oh, shiny.
Well, I guess the rest of you guys can go talk to Linda then. How about that?
Well, I don't necessarily know. Did someone tell me that? Because I was outside. Did someone tell me that we need to speak to Linda?
I suppose I will inform Barry and lead the charge over to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Yes, thank you for coming over. I need to talk to you about something. We have someone here from the other branch, one of the other branches, and he has requested you guys because of your recent adventure. Let's just say word of your harrowing escape has spread rather far and wide, and he has come to ask for your help specifically with his brethren.
Who?
That little guy over there in the blue robes. He's let's see here. She like opens up a book. He is a gnome, and he needs you to go out to this gnomish settlement, a place where they have been mining. There's apparently been an incident.
Oh,
sounds boring.
Boring is definitely involved. So yes, it is a mine.
Nice.
My complaining is wasted on you, Linda.
Do we get paid for this?
Oh, yes. The guild will back this up. You see, the mine that they run produces a certain mineral that is very valuable to our weapons and weaponry. So it would be very beneficial to the guild if you were to assist him.
All right. Okay. Me walk over. Me go, yeah. Good morning, little blue man. Apparently, you asked for our help.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I do seek the help of a band of brutish adventurers like yourselves. Woo!
Well, okay. Where is your settlement?
Far across the sea.
Far across the sea, as it should happen.
This guy freaks me out. Who laughs for no reason? Nobody. Nobody laughs for no reason.
So, to fill in here.
Like that. What is that?
He looks at you and he's like, ah, yes, you.
No, not yet, but you'll find out in a year or two.
Oh, yeah, this guy really freaks me out.
It matters not. We have been given our assignment. We must go.
It matters, yes.
This whole time, I'm imagining Poplarts is trying to discreetly chuck silver coins into Foxglove's porridge. So we were left behind.
Well, I can pay for my meal and we can be on our merry way. Barkeep, do you have change for a 50 gold piece garnet?
You sure? You can take it over to the treasury right over there.
Okay.
Oh, it's fantasy, so everything's just like over there. So,
no, for sure, I'm hip. Would it be okay if I haven't paid my cab before I leave?
Well, you're a member in good standing, so I guess we could always just take it off of your later income.
He says, a twinkle in his eye.
Okay, I really don't like this guy. Bruce, hypnotize him.
Bruce kind of looks at him looks down at you, kind of, you can feel him shift around on your head and then shake back and forth, almost like he's shaking no.
What good are you, you stupid toad?
He says, sometimes I see what you see not. Trust me.
Okay, that is the something that comes out of someone who has absolutely no clue what they're doing. But I suppose I shall listen
to the frog.
He's technically a toad, but you know.
Yeah.
Amphibian.
Yeah. He's wise beyond his terrain.
Yeah.
Me yell across the room to Poplart. Hey, little furry man. Come. We have job.
Jobs? That sounds like work.
We are called upon.
Who's calling?
Oh, I promise it will be fun. Yes. Yes, yes, I've seen how much fun it will be.
That sounds like an adventure. That's not a job.
Job, adventure, it all same.
Nobody else is getting mixed signals from this guy. Nobody at all.
Foxglove, we must go.
Oh, bother.
Oh, I have so much money I can pay you with, if only I can find my coin purse.
Money, you say?
You say money.
Ooh. Maybe it won't be such a bother after all.
He's frantically patting down his robe.
Okay, I don't understand how none of you guys put yourselves above whatever this thing is.
Yes, I need you all to help me to delve into the stomach of the great elder elemental Zerathan.
What?
Yes, there are several legendary treasures and artifacts in there that could be used for all kinds of tomfoolery.
Now hang on just a minute. That would mean stealing from Zeratan, and there's no way I will ever allow that.
Oh, he doesn't. I've done it.
I refuse. I'm not helping.
Are you sure that it's actually Zeratan? Maybe he's just saying that to get you involved. And you should ask, does Zeratan, would he care about anything like material possessions?
Well, of course he would. If he is the representation of all evil, then of course he wouldn't care. Everything belongs to him and him alone.
But he's eternal. He transcends that.
As I understand it, these are gifts that Zeratan bequeaths upon the mortal world. Available to those with the wherewithal to seek them out and use them to their full potential.
What's this, bequeathing and where we falls?
He wants to give them to the people with the gumption to take them.
This guy's really fancy, isn't he?
Yeah, fancy is one word for it.
Look at it this way, Grimnal. In your dream, did he not say ouch?
Yes, but
this might be your chance to help him.
What if something is with him? Harming him?
Fine. But if our mission ends up harming Zeratan, I will not hesitate to kill all of you.
He has called to me in my visions recently. We've spoken before, but he seemed desperate, and I just assumed he needed an item retrieved from him, but it could be that there's, you know, something bad happening in his guts. he may just be that the sword has his gut on it.
Oh, well.
Is that a gut feeling?
It does sound like...
Yes, I would call it a gut feeling, except that it's more of a premonition I see into the future.
Sounds really fancy and complicated.
Yes, spectacularly.
All right, well, time's wasting. Let's just go find a boat.
Awesome. Well,
take like whatever 30 minutes to go change one of my gems and pay for my meal.
Oh, yeah. No worries. We hand wave that.
Don't worry, buddy. I got you covered.
Successfully drop it off. It's taken care of. Or, never mind. There you go. Poplard offered to just pay for everything for you.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. Some guy left this, like, bag of coins sitting around, and I just, I feel bad not putting it to good use.
The bag clearly has the word Conley embroidered on it.
As he takes it out to pay.
It seems familiar somehow, but I can't say I've had a vision about it.
Awesome.
You know what? It's a you deserve to get stolen from.
Thank you. He right. Looked at who's the person that just said I got deserved to be stolen from?
Brunel.
He looks at you and is like, he like looks at you, and his eyes just go black. And he, like, his mouth kind of, like, falls agape, and he points at you. And then he, like, drops his hand, and he's like, oh, never mind.
Nobody else at all is getting bad signals from this guy. Nobody. I hate you all on so many different levels.
All right. Eventually, you leave the tavern and you make your way down to the docks. There's a captain there, which your Clanny has already, communicated with and set up to transport you. Now, this is a long journey. You guys have never really left this area, so in getting on the ship, it is a wild ride as you go downriver. Imagine you're riding the Mississippi through, like, a couple of states worth of area, and then out into the sea.
Like, makes a number of really pointed remarks at all of you over a course of time, and essentially is just, like, being incredibly condescending about his perception of how worldly you are.
Can I shove the gnome overboard?
No, the gnome is...
You can try. As though he read your
mind. Sorry, God. Whatever this job is, not worth it.
You guys do all get to see the majesty of the ocean. You smell salt air for the first time. And you realize that the town you've been at is pretty far upriver.
Ugh. How calm is the water?
It's not bad. It's you're still relatively near shore, and it seems like a decently broad seashelf. So you're rocking up and down, but it's not terrible. Why did you want to make a constitution check to see if you get seasick?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go for it. Everyone have fun. Mm-hmm. I'll roll my end. Yeah, go ahead. I'll roll my end.
Can I have advantage on this because I'm so worldly?
Well, you, yes, because this is your, you set up the ship, so you already sailed in.
God, sea leg.
I got a 7.
You got a 7?
Yep. 14 for Grimmel.
Me got a 12.
Poplar got 4.
Nice. Nice.
So, the number to tire beat was 8, so... most of you guys are fine, but two go, oh god, oh, blah, and you blow chunks right over the edge.
Me called a
Pop
fox
light doesn't work.
Hey, Fox Club, you want me hold your hair back?
Hey, I passed it.
7, you said.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid. I forgot what I rolled.
Connie makes a big show of being like, yes, yes, yes. It's terrible the first time, but after the first time, which it is obviously your first time, it gets quite a bit better, I promise.
Very nice.
Me lean over to Gnome and say, hey, little blue gnome man.
Yeah, hello.
You have a very big mouth for being on such a small body.
Oh, yes, yes. I've heard that many times before.
I wonder why it never stuck.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm still alive.
Well, you guys sail out across the water for a bit, and the first thing you see is a string of islands running more or less north-south, probably a little more like northeast to southwest, but you see them, and then a larger one as the ship turns and moves to the north. You see this massive, just, you know, probably several hundred mile across island with what looks like a well-established city built on it. All, you know, as it was built for Gnome, but still very well built and established, but broken. You can tell as you approach that some catastrophe has struck.
Yes, yes, this is my home. Now the guy. I weep to see it in the state of this. Remember fondly my childhood here. I don't know where.
That's fine. Don't worry about it. So, the story behind this place is that the gnomes came, they found this rare mineral here, and it's incredibly beneficial to the forging of magical items. It seems to be the only place in the entire world that it can be found. Now, they started digging, but they wanted to protect it, so it is enclosed within the mining dome, which is actually it looks almost like an arena, but it's an open pit with a spiral staircase that goes down. Now, no one's sure exactly what happened, but at some point, as they were mining deeper and deeper, there was a great earthquake, and the entire island almost seemed to rise and fall and shift.
That's the pits.
Yes, this is my hometown of Gnomeconda.
Nalbagek.
Not serious at all. It's Nalbagek. Yes. The thing is that a while ago it moved. It, the whole thing shifted. It pitched as though it were a ship at sea, and that left us at quite a loss for what to do.
Oh no, boohoo! So sad for you.
The thing is, it had been stable for all of living memory prior to that, at least 1,000 years that anyone can remember. there was no change, and then all of a sudden this happened.
Yes, I relay this information.
Well, we need to investigate.
Yes. That's why I needed a group of hardy adventurers such as yourselves to help me investigate my hometown.
Okay. Well, your gold.
Yes, it is. Hey, DM.
Yes.
Do I know that this is or is not Zeratan?
You don't. Okay. As far as you know, it's just where mine is, and you were saying it was Zeratan. You have been saying that just because you have a suspicion and you feel that it'll get people interested to get them to come here and help.
Sure. I mean, I obviously heard her talking about Zeratan, so...
Yes. It. So you're like, oh, here. Here's an opportunity to use this knowledge I have to get someone interested.
Yes. The mine is absolutely positioned directly above Zeraton's shell, and the mining has been bothering him. And yes, we should investigate.
Well, yeah. May think that if your mining is disturbing Zeratan, then maybe you should stop mining and move somewhere else.
Sure. No.
Well,
other than that, let's investigate. Yes?
All right. We'll investigate. Yes. But... we find out this is actually bothering little Owlman's patron, then we will have to take steps.
Yes. Well, at that point, my people can broker a peace with him. Yes.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, let's just go investigate.
All right, you guys land. You, disembark your ship, and Connie is met by another gnome who greets him. They, lock arms and speak in gnomish to each other. He introduces you all to, the town and says, yes, the rumbles have been quiet as of late. But we definitely are pleased to see you and thankful for your help.
Another important thing to note here is that Connie doesn't actually speak Gnomish. He is just, gibbering at this person.
Okay, noted.
Yes. Thank you for having us. We seek to investigate the disturbances caused by the mine. And he winks really big.
Wow, this man really is worldly.
Yes. Very worldly. Very worldly.
Well, there's a look of confusion on kind of the town elder's face as he turns and starts walking back towards the main gate.
Connie, elbows him in the ribs. Yes, very good.
All right, I guess we follow.
Awesome. All right, you guys walk your way up, following behind, and eventually enter the city gate, which, as you look left and right, you see the street is relatively circular as it wraps around this central building, which has decently tall walls. For a gnome, they're extremely tall. Barry, they're probably twice your height, and you can kind of tell there's somewhat of an updraft. As you look up, you see some dust swirling out of the middle of it. But around it, on these sides going outward, you can see there's like cut-ins for shops and so forth that move away from this central area. And lots of rubble and debris. Like, there's... You can tell the gnomes have been busy cleaning up, but there's still a lot of damage here.
All right. Me keep following. Me notice, but me keep following.
Well, he kind of walks over to the side a bit and then turns to a door that goes into that central building and throws it open. So do you guys just keep following?
Yeah.
Cool. Walking inside, you see basically a pit. There is descending stairs that go down before you just into the darkness below. It is a seriously deep hole.
Welcome to the mine, my dear compatriots. This is where we shall begin our descent.
Alright. Lead on, little blue man.
He starts walking down. And did you guys want to just keep... I mean, does anyone want to do anything first? Take a moment? Or do you guys just want to proceed?
Do we need to requisition any supplies before our adventure?
Oh, well. That seems very smart, actually.
Probably yeah. Foodstuffs, so that we can eat along the way.
And, me think we could probably use rope. Me go get.
Yes, rope is very useful. Very useful. Good thinking.
Yes, there's a lot of rope around the mine. Suppose you, to guarantee the quality, you'd want to go purchase some.
Hey. Yeah, not necessarily. You know, mining rope, I would think that the miners would use fairly good quality equipment by and large. So I'll just cast around and find some rope that doesn't look too frayed and just grab it if it's all laying around.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, give me a quick d20. Just tell me what you get.
Me get 13.
Cool. Yeah, you find a decent quality rope that seems in surprisingly good condition.
All right. Me grab it. Me stuff it in the pack.
All right. You got that.
Are there any shops here that I could buy foodstuffs with?
Yeah, there's a mining rations place. It's kind of not quite across the street, but close enough to cross the street.
All right.
Hey, little ferryman, since you seem to have come into some extra money, why don't you go help Grimnall buy supplies?
That does seem like a good idea, I suppose. I am thinking we might be a little famished along the way.
Yes. All right. I guess you can help pick what our meal will be.
Stop.
Well, there's not a lot of options. It's all basically processed food.
Yeah, all right.
Processed is the best food. Do they have any extra arrows around here?
So there's... they don't... I mean, it's a mine.
You're going to be hunting parties.
Don't know if gnomes do that.
I imagine this settlement to be pretty largely underground, so they probably like cultivate a lot of fungus, low light crops, and like livestock. So there probably is a lot of meat, like jerky and shit. Right,
but not so much on the munition side of things. Meh. Oh, well.
No, I'd imagine you, not really anything on munitions, though you did give me an idea. You probably can find this really super protein dense, call it like gnomeness bread.
Yeah.
And it, it's made of like fungus and meats that have been ground together and turned into like a super sausage.
Ooh.
But it kind of tastes like bread, like moldy bread, but it's like super energy dense.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Dungeon Master, I was wondering if there was a place that we could buy scrolls or potions in this mid-sized settlement.
Well, how about yes? We'll say, but it's more like a component. It's mining component stuff. So things for, melting certain rocks, blasting areas, lubricating equipment, stuff like that.
I'm looking for healing.
Healing. There'll be a sick bay.
Okay.
You can go there and find bandages and ointments and things like that.
Yeah, I would like to purchase, if it's possible, a couple healing potions, because I am super squishy.
Sure. Yeah, they'll have some minor, really, it's more like salves and stuff,
Sure.
But yes, basically, yes, they are effectively healing potions.
I'm going to trade one of my gems for that.
You got it. No problem.
Three. Yeah. Cheers. Yes. Let's be on our way then. Yeah. Yes.
Lead on, little blue man.
Yes.
We'll even let you sing as you lead us down into the dark.
Oh, yes, I will sing one of the many songs of my culture, my people. Yes, we head down to the dark and we sing a song for a lark and...
Barry, I might kill you.
Oh, no, I wouldn't prefer that. Yeah, I'll stop.
Okay. It was very amusing. Me thought you might be going something like, tra la 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 la.
Yes. No. The gnome culture is far more complex than that. We use couplets.
Amateurs, you know nothing about the art of performing.
Yes.
Or singing in key, apparently.
Yes. not my strong suit.
Alright, well, maybe at best we descend in silence, just in case there are monsters down there waiting to rip the flesh from our bones.
Tell me about yourselves. What? Who are you? What are your motivations?
Well, if you must know,
I
plan on taking over the world and proving to my father just how evil I can be!
Oh, yes, of course.
Simple stuff like that.
I'm just in it for the money.
Yes, money. Money, yes, money. And you, my oafish friend?
My mission is to make Freya proud and also spread her message throughout the land. Her message of love.
Yes. Very good. And was there one more?
Flight's just kind of distracted, looking at all the tiny underground gyms and stuff. Sorry, what was the question?
What was the question? Who are you? What motivates you?
Ah, my name is Poplartwinkle. It's a pleasure to meet you. Again, it's not like we actually had a chance to chat over that long voyage or anything.
The pleasure is all.
I suppose I seek great adventure.
Yes, yes, yes. A noble call. Well done, everyone. Thank you for elucidating me as to the very nature of yourself.
Guy has big words.
Awesome.
Yeah, me not understand what you're saying.
Ah, yes, yes. Well, I have been known to obfuscate, and I never intend to, but again, the pleasure is all.
So,
whatever.
You can see changes in the rock around you that this stairway is carved out of as you descend and speak. You get through the first like spiral area, and then suddenly it widens out, and almost like an egg gets wider with every pass, and the area in between gets larger and larger. You continue to descend until you get to a point where you suddenly have to start, instead of just going in circles, taking some switchbacks and going back and forth, almost as if the cavern is just too vast to even wrap around. Eventually, you make it all the way down to the bottom. You find debris, soft earth, the discards that have been left here, and a small table. It looks almost like a surveyor's table with some mapping scratched upon it. You're not sure of exactly what it says, given that it's written in Gnomish, unless someone wishes to translate.
Weirdly, I can't speak Gnomish, but I can read it.
That is very odd.
Thanks for just letting me have carte blanche.
No, it's because...
Oh, no, I think it's great.
It's because Gnomish is like Chinese, you know? It's a character-based language.
Yeah. And it's just like, the speaking of it is so nuanced.
You've heard me talk. I simply can't do it.
I suppose I could use an invocation on it.
Yes, you totally can.
Yeah, also that.
Fine. I'll use Eyes of the Runekeeper to read it.
Alright. Your eyes flash and you look down and you see a map that shows a large opening, like a cave inlet that is to one side, and there's a mark that says, you know, do not go this way, no mining, whatever warning in Gnomish that doesn't quite translate. And then on the backside, you see a kind of an entrance map to another area where it says, you know, mining equipment. There's a list of various parts and stuff. And then it shows, like, basically a almost forking area where various miners would go for very specific, like, mineral deposits.
But along the way says do not enter, right?
So if you imagine, like, it's left and right. To the left is do not enter, no mining, no one goes there. To the right is, like, this is the way to the mine, go there.
Well, it doesn't say much about what goes either way, but I think since you, Conley, are so worldly and know so much, I think you should go this way and do reconnaissance while my party and I go this other way.
Yes, the thing about Conley, I'm terribly weak.
You're weak, are you?
Yes. That's why I hired you, remember?
But you're so worldly. Surely you can do just a little bit of scouting on your own? It would be really important for our party. We can clear this other way and then come check back with you here later.
I think you are all tougher than me. So if anyone should be going out on their own, it should be you.
No. You know this place so much better than we do, though.
No. I've never been in here. I've merely spoken with him in vision.
Little Blue Nomad, what are we doing here?
DM?
You are supposedly trying to find out what has caused the massive earthquake and what has stopped the mining operations here.
Yes.
Something occurred and the gnomes were driven out of the mines.
Yes. We need to investigate the mine. You see, the economy and the livelihood of my kinsmen are crumbling, and the mine must be restored. You see.
Very well.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I suppose we should all go investigate the mining area to see possibly what they disturbed.
Yes. I agree.
Seemed pretty logical to me. Or, hear me out. What if we just collapse the whole mine and then we don't have to worry about it anymore?
I see where your head is at, and I respect it. But what about my brother-in-law? You see, he would no longer be able to provide for my niece.
Can't your niece provide for herself?
No. You see, she is a child.
Huh?
Honestly, I think the sooner the better.
Well, yes. I hear your take. We fancy ourselves something of a utopian place where everyone is allowed to their lives as they see fit, and perhaps explore the mysteries of seeing through time and driving oneself mad.
Seems like a sounds like a bad place to drive yourself.
Oh, no. It's been delightful, I tell you.
The more you talk, the less me understand. Come, let us go investigate mining operation. Maybe see what caused disaster.
Ah, yes. Yes, we must investigate the mining operation.
All right. Well, you guys pass from this large space. You have to climb up this side scaffold and into the area where they've obviously been like shipping out their shale and casting it into this front room. You see before you you can tell where there is the original cave that passed almost straight through, and then to the left and right are deep inclusions where minerals have been removed on either side. There's iron scrapwork all over the place that has been torn up, and the middle part of the floor is covered with some kind of a slime. It does seem to be a bit slippery, though not too bad. Just, you know, makes your footing a little less sure. You can see there's shadows dancing on the walls as you move through. The various glowing bits of stonework and whatnot around you cast what dim light there is and reflect off of you as you move through it.
Me wonder what caught Slime Trail. Should be on the lookout for big slugs, maybe.
Can I roll something to recognize that slime trail?
Let me think. Roll a history check for me.
History.
I got a 16 on the die plus 7, so...
Oh, nice. So you're like, oh, this slime trail has been here since the mine first began. In fact, it's the pathway that the miners not only are able to follow as they go room to room mining out the chambers, it aids in the cart's ability to slide the material out of here. Mm-hmm. But it always seems to oddly only flow in these paths. Even though mining occurs either side of it, it only stays to this exact size and shape.
Hmm. I relay all that information.
Did anybody ever see what makes slime trail?
It's just always been there. As far as anyone knows, there's never been anything seen that makes it. It's just there.
Yes.
Isn't that convenient?
Yes, I suppose it is.
Yeah. Yet another mystery me will never figure out. All right, onward.
So as you walk through, there is a bit of a narrowing, and you can see ahead where the room opens up again. But your eye is caught by something scrawled on the wall in blood.
Grimnil, can you read that?
Why do I have to do everything for you?
You know me can't read.
Learn!
Me will try someday, but me not know how today. Hey, Foxglove. Grimnil's being, pouty. Can you read message?
That depends. What am I getting out of it?
Potentially your life, if it's something that's a warning.
Or I could get other compensation, such as coinage.
No. Me not pay.
Fine. You get a freebie this time. Alrighty, I'll read what it says.
It says, the red dragon is not a dragon.
Alrighty, I'll relay that onto the party.
What is it? As you...
I don't know. Also... How am I supposed to know?
What, the red dragon's a lizard? A salamander?
You're not sure. But as you walk over there, you read it.
Apparently, I don't know. It prefers to go by worm, actually.
Oh my god.
Like, who's saying this? Who cares? Is it a dragon? Why does the dragon care so much? Sorry, it's not a dragon.
Well, as a side note, as you're up there reading that, you notice that the floor is covered with dead insects.
Better off dead. Wait, no, actually, those are good snacks. Who wasted them?
You're not sure. You can kind of turn and look down into the hall. You can't see anything as it's dark, but it appears to open back up as you continue to go around this bend to be another area that has been mined out.
Can I roll a check on the dead insects to see if that is indicative of, like, a specific type of monster?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Like, DM is surprised. We're normally not this intuitive.
Exactly.
We normally just go, dead instincts. Insects. Alright, carry on.
Yeah, I also DM.
Yes, this is the problem.
Oh, sorry. What do you want? A nature?
Yeah, nature check.
My old friend.
Okay, I'm going to use my portent and make that a dirty 20.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you... Make up here. You know that those partake... By studying them, you look at them carefully and you realize... These are commonly found amongst the Yuan Ti.
Ah, gross.
Yes. I'm familiar with this particular congregation of dead insects. It's frequently indicative of a nest of creatures known as Yuan-Ti. They're horrifying, disgusting snake people.
Well, that's not very nice. They probably say the same things about you.
Probably, but they're gross. Yes. Known to be quite evil and use a lot of poison. That's everything I know about Yuan-Ti.
I like them already.
Yes. Anyway, this mine is definitely big enough for a number of different tribes to set up camp, saw they fit. So just let's all be careful.
How long have we been traveling, by the way?
Just today, or like just since you've arrived?
Sure.
Oh, let's say it's been a good 6 hours.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I feel like that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, given that what you've done. And I can, let me roll. Yeah, I just rolled a d12 and I got a 6, so good guess. Yes. All right. You guys are here. What do you do? Do you continue? Do you do, like, you're at the opening of this thing, this room.
Little Nomad. You're the one paying the bills. Which way do you want us to go?
What are my options again?
Basically, you read the thing, and you're at another section that opens up where they have continued to mine off to the sides to get more of the mineral out. The slime path floor basically goes through the middle of this darkened area.
Oh, well, I think we should definitely follow the slime.
Follow the slime brick road. Follow the slime brick road.
Alright, well, lead on.
I do that. I am obviously terrified.
You're like shaking, but you're at the lead.
Yeah, I'm like leaning back with every step forward that I take, you know?
Yes, totally. I get it.
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, you're being extra paranoid as you kind of start going in, and let's see. Let me do the paranoid. Let's say it gives you a bit of a boost, so roll a perception check. D20. Yeah.
All of us, or just...
Conley. He who is in the lead.
Yep. I got a 12. However, my robe of eyes gives me advantage on perception check that involves sight. So I got a 12.
Okay. You catch movement from the back, but it doesn't appear to be in time. From the back, from the darkness, from off to the side, it almost came from, like, the darkness itself coalesced, and all of a sudden something struck you, and I realized as I rolled this that I didn't even need to have you roll that, because I just nat 20'd it, so, oh boy.
Yes, we saved this way, everyone, yes.
As your safest way, yada yada yada. All of a sudden, what looks like a extremely long but skinny snake whips out and wraps around Kalani and starts to squeeze. It immediately does Oh man. It's seven. It immediately does seven bludgeoning damage as it begins to constrict you.
Hmm.
All right.
Is it red?
I hadn't. No, you can't tell the color. It's kind of it's all in grayscale at this point.
Yeah, well, me grab head of snake, you know, me grab neck of snake right behind head and start squeezing. And then me, as me squeezing, me is trying to unwrap snake from little blue man.
Okay, well, let's start with a strength check.
Sixteen.
Let me do a check here. Where is it? You squeeze and pull, but you can't seem to get him free.
Hey guys, little help here.
Sorry, this guy better pay us good.
Yes, yes, yes. You will be handsomely rewarded.
Alright, I'll attack it with my rapier, why not? Seems like a good enough option as any.
Now do bear in mind that this, you can't see the tail of the snake. You just see this one that, this long snake coming from the darkness that whips out. No one has looked towards the back, but you can go ahead and stab it where it's wrapping around him.
Yep.
I had a 500 gold down payment, but I seem to have lost my coin purse.
Unfortunate when that
23
happens.
To hit.
People lose things all the time.
Oh, that hits.
Yes, yes. The city is like that.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm around to help clean up.
Six damage.
I couldn't hear you over Poplar.
Six damage.
Say? Six, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. Yes, you stab your rapier in and it slides right through, but it doesn't seem to hurt it that much. You've definitely heard it. Some blood drips out, but it's like it just slid right through the snaky body and then came right back out.
Well, then, I did my best.
Yep.
Alright.
Anybody else going to do anything, or do I have to do everything myself?
Well,
can I call Poplar?
Poplar or Grimmel have an opportunity here.
One second.
Well, I'm Poplar, naturally, I really see a target that I can easily make. I'm kind of wrapped up. Unless I, like, hide behind Barry's back and just go, and stab the snake in the eye as he's trying to unwind it. Take that, snake!
Roll the hit.
Da-da-da. 18.
While you do strike it, as your blade goes to where you're aiming for an eye, you see there is no eye.
Ah!
And that the head is merely the suggestion of the shape of a head.
Uh-oh.
So your blade, while it does bury in, does some damage. You create an eye hole.
Well, uh-oh.
I will investigate the tail end of the snake.
Hold on, I need to know how much damage his eye hole did.
Would that be a sneak attack with me popping out behind?
Sure. It's not like it can see you, so it doesn't have doesn't have the vision check on it.
All right, that's 21 damage.
Okay, Grimmel.
Alright, I will investigate the tail end of the snake.
Alright, as you start following it and coming down, you move into the darkness and suddenly come face to face with a more or less humanoid that is almost the same height as Barry, with the snake coming off where its arm should be.
Hmm. Well, that's peculiar.
Very, very sour at you.
Was that my action then, just walking behind and seeing him?
Well, you can take movement. You can... No, you. That's just your movement. You can now do something.
Ah, well... Which one of these does the most damage? Oh wait, actually, I can try this thing. I'm gonna cast Maximilian's Earthen Grasp.
Okay.
Ooh, mmm. Only 14 to hit.
It like starts to have an effect, but then he just kind of shakes it off.
Mmm. I tried.
Alright, Clanny, do you want to try to make an attempt? You are currently restrained. But you should be able to... I don't know what the condition is here.
Not my character's name, sorry. Yes. Hello? Yes? Yeah. I would like to... I would like to...
You just have disadvantage on attacks, is all. Like, with a weapon.
I'd like to cast Ray of Frost.
Excellent.
On
what's binding you specifically, or the entire creature at large?
The head.
Okay.
I guess. That is an 18 on the die, plus 7 for a total of
25. You nail him in the head.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Sorry. So that's 8 damage, and he is slowed by 10 feet per round.
Awesome. And also, let me roll... For constitution, you break his grip. He is no longer constricting you.
Oh, hooray.
It knocked him back enough.
Is that still my turn then?
If you get more than one action?
I have a bonus action of throwing a dagger offhand.
Sure, if you've got one in hand. Well, you have to have a dagger in hand to throw, but...
I have a dagger in hand. I will draw a dagger.
Perfect.
And then I'll say some words.
Okay, you do that.
React.
You pretend like you're a bard trying to give some, you know... witty insult, and it doesn't work.
I mentioned how worldly I am.
There you go. You are not part of my world.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Thank you.
He, you know, having the snake be knocked loose, pulls back, and let's see. Turns to Grimmel, who's the closest, and... Oh, wait, you guys are all pretty close. Actually, what he does is he pulls up, and you see him, like, say some words as he draws in this, and then breathes out. And I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw.
17.
Nice.
16.
Oh, good lord.
Also, it is destined to be a net one because I accidentally rolled twice and both of them were one. So it is okay. A destined net one.
Me got 7.
Alright. So, Barry and Poplar both fall to the ground unconscious.
Well, that's helpful.
But Boxglove, he is now the blast from Klani's magic made him visible, and you can see him over to the side, and you can take action against him now. You know where he's located.
Alrighty, time for another stab. Eighteen to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Seven damage.
Nice. You like run your rapier in, and he just wraps his little snaky arm around it and pulls it back out, pushing it back at you with a snarling look on his face. Like, you can tell it hurt, but he's like angry about it now. Alright. Humplart.
Plight to sleep.
Oh no, you're out. Grimmel.
Also, I just realized I can't cast that spell. I don't have the component for it yet. That's okay.
Right in front of you.
How far away is Foxglove from me?
Now right next to you.
Alright. It doesn't help that most of my good spells are, like, range dealing. Alright, time to do the basic warlock thing and cast Eldritch Blast!
Alright.
That is a 25 hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
And I'm gonna use my invocation Amazing Blast to add my Charisma modifier. Charisma's modifier is +5, I think. I mean, okay. I got 20 on Charisma, so yeah. And then, so that's 9 force damage.
Nice. He felt that. Your blast hits him and he just kind of gets knocked back like half a step and catches himself.
Eat that!
Klani, do you want to follow that up? You're over to the side. These other two are much closer.
Yeah, I would like to charm this person.
Okay.
So, roll it, dipshit.
Roll, okay.
Wisdom.
Wisdom save is 8.
Nice! 15, baby!
Nice.
You have been charmed, my dear.
What does that mean?
Can I use... You are no longer hostile towards my allies. Can I speak to you with my remaining bonus action?
He just kind of... Yeah, totally. I mean, speech is usually a free action, but yeah, go ahead and talk to him.
Yes. Hello, hi, yes, I know we got off to a kind of a bad start here, but I was just wondering, who do you work for?
I'm here to protect my clan. What? I don't work for anyone. Like, we're trying to live here. Jeez.
Perfect. That's perfect. And where are you living exactly?
Oh, the rest of the clan is a bit further down. You know, you follow the slime trail, the three chambers, take a left, straight on till warning.
And this is your slime trail, is it?
No, the slime trail was here when we got here. We just use it as a marker. You know, it's a nice, easy way to follow to get where you're going around here.
A great point of reference, yes. And how long have you all been here?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, there was the big earthquake, which kind of let us know that this place existed, and then we got here, and it looked like there was once people here, but they all left, so we just moved in.
I see. Well, listen. I need to talk to my other friends for a moment, but I'll be right back to you, alright?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll just be hanging out over here ominously in the shadows.
That's great. Yes. That seems to be what you do best.
Oh, thanks. I've been practicing.
Yeah. Perfection. So, what do we want to do with this guy?
I mean, murder is usually my option.
Right, but he might be able to tips and tricks to prevent us from being murdered by companions, yes?
What? Ow, I see. I don't really care.
Okay. First, it might be nice if someone could slap us awake.
Why are you guys having a nice rest?
Yeah, sorry. It's too late for me to do that. I apologize. Yes. I will end my turn there, I guess. There's not much else I can do at this point.
Does someone want to help Pop, or I guess Grimmel or Foxglove? Do one of you guys want to wake up Barry and Poplar?
I would want to smack Barry to see if it wakes him up, yes.
You give him a pretty good hit and he like comes to, like, what the heck?
Dang it, let me slap him again.
Okay, you do that?
Yes.
What are you doing, Foxglove?
I'm waking you up. It didn't work the first time, so I had to do it again.
You know, going through, you know, Paladin School for Love Goddess, that is a sign of an abusive relationship.
We're not in a relationship, other than you give me money occasionally, and then I save your butt.
You might have to work on your bedside manner. Poplart! Where is Poplart?
Can I smack him too?
Yes, fine.
Go for it.
Yes! Oh, this is a wonderful day. You are lasty girl! Pull yourself together!
You gotta slap the fairy. That's great.
Poplart! The fairy man, are you awake yet?
I had the most wonderful dream. You were there, and you were there. But you weren't, points at the newcomer gnome. It's like, it really was a weird dream.
He always has the same dream. It's so weird.
Well,
blame me for not being overly imaginative.
Some of the alumnus group we got help wake you guys up.
Or wake now, just been slapped awake.
Well, yeah, but like extra wake up.
No. All right. Well, what did we miss?
I want to fill them in.
yeah, I relay what has happened.
Oh, so I don't get to kill weird swamp lizard man thing, huh?
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying, I feel like there's information we might be able to extract from him that I haven't thought of. How many are you?
Looks like one to me.
Yeah. Too true.
We are just a small family clan. There's only 15 in my nest.
Oi.
Why did you attack Little Nomad?
He was trespassing. He didn't. This is our claimed territory.
Yes.
Yeah. This will have to be something to talk about later, but from what I understand, gnomes owned it first.
We care not about who owned first, but who owns now.
Yes.
That is a very dangerous philosophy to live by.
Listen, is there a way that we can delve deeper into this without interrupting your living space?
Well, yes, I can escort you down past the third chamber. Once you are beyond it into the fourth chamber, then you are outside of my territory.
This spell lasts for an hour. Let's do it.
Oh no, my mom always said to watch out for escorts.
Your mom sounds like a potty animal.
I mean, she was a fairy, but I mean, yeah, she was known to have some fun with some of the old, beasts of the forest, if you know what I mean.
I don't!
Oh, I was hoping you did, because I never quite understood it myself.
I can make some presumptions, but I've never heard that one before.
You are insufferable.
We follow the guy, I guess, right?
Alright. He walks down following the path, you following behind him. There is one of his kin, a brood guard, standing next to the end entryway, or the end of his territory. You see another thing scrawled on the wall, and next to it on the ground what looks like a completely torn up and ruined chain shirt.
I'll examine that.
Okay. You look at it and you read it. It says, "Sharpen thy spear and ready thy shield."
I see. I relay that information.
Well, that's not ominous at all.
Yes. Doesn't bode well, does it?
He decided to draw a sword just to be safe.
The guard, also seeing that, freaks out and pulls a weapon.
No. I apologize. It was just because I read him this message loud and a little ominous.
Yes, we understand, and you hear him hiss and relay that information. The guard seems not at ease, but still a little calmer, and he explains that you're just passing through. So the guard nods, allowing you to pass into the next room.
Let's do it.
All right. You notice here they didn't carve particularly on one side, but seem to have delved very deeply on the other as you pass out of the Yuan Ti territory into a new area. The initial plot, you look and it's large and deep. You can't even see into the like the farthest reaches of this carve out. And you see there is another one that seems even larger just beyond.
So, is this like big cavern or is this like big hole in ground?
Imagine more of like level, like they just went out horizontally.
So, like big open space then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me go into open space.
Okay. You start to walk in and look. Someone following him? Just like kind of an order of movement.
I imagine I'm like clinging to his calf like a lost child.
All right.
Just kind of wide-eyed around his leg.
Me stop and shake like, hey, little nomad, get off.
Please, I'm just so scared.
Yeah, me not care. Me not able to fight if you are clinging on leg. You liable to get hurt that way.
Poplite nudges him and just says, try like this, and shows him how Poplite normally hides behind him.
Awesome. All right. Well, real quick,
can each share a leg? Like, one leg to each?
Alright. So, alright. Well, first, all of a sudden, there is a flash, and I need Barry and Klani to make wisdom saving throws.
Oh. Oh, for crying out loud. Seriously?
Six. Good lord.
Seven.
Alright. Alright, I'm gonna hold there for just a second. And I need who is right behind? Poplart and Grimmel?
Yeah.
So I need the two of you, because there's a separate flash hits you. It's a slightly different color, we'll say. And I need you to also make a wisdom saving throw.
Ah, I'm neutral now. 15.
I was hoping it would be something like charisma. Only. 3.
Okay. Poplar. Wait, what'd you say? 13?
15.
15, okay. Alright, it cut off part of that.
That happens.
Okay. Yeah, well, so Poplar, you're just standing there like, that was weird.
Huh.
But Grimmel, you... Oh, okay. We'll tell you what happens in a moment. All right, Barry and Klani, you guys both turn and begin to move away as far as possible. So you use up the entirety of your movement to go back towards the slime and out of this cavern.
Okay.
All right. So, and then, let's have, I just want to get this right, can I have Foxglove, Poplart, and Grimmel roll me initiative real quick?
Oh, what joy.
20.
7.
8.
Okay. So, Foxglove then... You guys were right on top of each other. I'm assuming that was Foxglove that got the 8.
Yes.
Okay, so Poplart, on you. So Poplart, you're standing there out front. You're by yourself. Barry and Kalani both moved away from you and just leaving you in the middle of this cavern. What do you do?
I run away from the front line. This is not a happy place for me to be.
All right, you follow. You turn tail and follow them, Foxglove. What do you do?
I suppose I follow them as well.
All right, so you come back to that area, leaving Grimmel. You're standing out, and you can't find the ability to move. You seem to be almost, like, confused. Like, wait, how do my legs work? How did my...
All the cowards run.
No, you're like, you can't... You literally are confused. You're like, how do my wings work? What? I don't get
that. Because I'm not a coward!
There you go. All right. All right. So, the next thing. You guys are all at the back, except Grimmel out front. And, Grimmel, you are having this ominous feeling of something getting close to you. But
the same feeling I have when my mother comes around the corner.
But it
wonderful
doesn't.
Wonderful evil warlock. Absolutely ugly Alkin. Like, it could sour milk. Like, she's absolutely awful looking. Like, I just. It's the worst when she lectures you about having bad grades and the stupid tutoring that you never asked for because she just spits everywhere and hacks up a bone or two. Just, it's awful, you know? I always get a bad feeling when I see my mother.
So, you feel like there's this presence moving up to you, and as you're standing there, all of a sudden, you feel this, like, blast, almost like a beam of light, but with mass hitting you, and I need you to make a constitution save at disadvantage.
Actually, can I check something real quick?
Of course.
Okay. Would a bonus action be able to be used as a reaction?
Let's see. Hold on. You're under an effect of something right now. I think you probably normally could, but in this case, you cannot take a reaction.
Darn. All right. That's fine. So disadvantage, constitution check.
Yes. At this, yeah.
All right. 9.
Ooh. All right. So you, like I said, you felt this thing slam into you from behind, and you take 10 necrotic damage. You feel it like melt into your flesh.
Fun.
And then
I'm sorry. Can I counterspell that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Go for it.
What level was the spell?
Well, it's not being cast as a spell, so that's why I need to figure that out really quick.
Oh. I think rules is written. I can't counterspell it if it's not being cast as a spell.
It's just something that the creature can do.
Okay. Sorry, I tried.
Okay, well. You're like, counter... Ah, crap. But you guys, let's see, Barry and Clanny were there. So, Poplart and Foxglove, you are far enough away and close enough to each other. I need you guys to do a constitution save.
2.
Okay. 14.
Foxlub, you're fine, but Poplart, you are now paralyzed. You just, like, fall to the ground in place. All right. Oh, man. Let's see. Barry. Where are we at? No. Jeez, I'm getting confused here. That happened. All right. Barry, you can do another wisdom saving throw.
All right, me try. You roll nat one.
Yeah, you end up actually running down into the cave even further out of this room and into another one, and you are alone in the next section. So we'll leave you there right now. Bonnie, do you want to do a wisdom save?
Sure. Let's see. 17.
You are now free of your condition.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to take a turn?
Yeah, if it's something minor.
I would like to pull out a crossbow and load it.
Sure, that's totally. Go for it.
Baller, thank you.
Yeah. Alright. Let's see, Poplar's paralyzed. I mean, to see... you nat 1'd your paralysis, right?
2. Let's turn that 1.
Oh, that was a 2? Okay, so you, since you didn't nat 1 it, you can roll here to do another constitution saving throw to see if you can break it.
15.
It keeps losing the beginning 18. Of what you're saying. 18? All right, then yes, you kind of like shake it, but you can do something minor, but nothing
else. Back up and continue running.
Okay, you like start crawling and pushing yourself further away.
I mean,
right. Foxglove.
Need Barry. Feel right without having Barry around.
You're going after
feel right
Barry.
Without having Barry on okay. My back.
All right, you try and go. You start moving. You're moving at like half speed though, so he's got some, you know, distance ahead of you. All right, Foxglove, what do you do? Foxglove, where'd you go?
What's that? My mind completely blanked.
We're in a cavern. I've been forced away by 2 failing wisdom saves. Grimnal's taken 10 necrotic damage. I think you are fine.
Yeah.
So
we don't know the source of this. Do
we? No, we still haven't figured.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Poplar Twinkle is paralyzed. Correct.
Poplar Twinkle's running away.
No, he just broke. Yeah, he broke free and started crawling away. He's moving half speed, but he's going.
I guess you can maybe try and grab Grimnal and drag him to safety.
Really quick, I apologize. I would also like to say my robe of eyes allows me to see invisible creatures and also creatures on the ethereal plane up to 120 feet.
Cool. So what you're saying is I should have given you disadvantage earlier, but good to know.
Just saying.
All right, got it. Sorry, Fox Club, what were you saying?
Well, I'm not really sure what I should do, but I guess continue walking the way I was, you know? Obviously, this is not a good place to be, so.
All right, so you heading back, like, towards the way you came in, or are you going down towards the way that Barry ran?
towards where Barry ran.
Okay, you going that way?
Yep.
All right, so that just gets us to Grimmel, who... Let's see... Actions... Actions of the next turn... It's... Okay, you are... Like, you snap to. Like, you're suddenly aware of what's going on. You feel this presence very near you. And... But it's... I guess... Wait, do you have dark vision?
Yeah. I actually have advanced dark vision, 120 feet.
Nice. And are you... Well, which direction are you facing? Are you facing towards the party?
I'm not sure. You're the one who hit me with a death ray.
It wasn't a death ray, but I think you were facing towards the party. That's why you didn't see anything. So are you... So here's your option. You've snapped to. You can turn and see this thing that sense that you sense behind you, or you can just book it.
I'm going to turn and face this thing.
All right.
What are you thinking for? A coward? I've already established I'm not a coward.
Fair. You turn and are face to face with a toothed mouth that is hanging open, tongue hanging out. The mouth is almost as big as you are tall.
Well, I was gonna save this for the stupid gnome. However, I take my glowing fungus from before, that's poisonous, and I toss it in the mouth of the thing.
Okay, give me a sleight of feather check.
Feather check.
I almost said sleight of hand, but you have feathers.
Four.
A four?
I'm not rolling well.
We are all rolling really bad right now.
All right, you go to throw it, and it breathes out, and it blows it right back in your face. What the hell? I was giving such a low DC on that one, because I really wanted you to do something.
Okay, I really want to do something, too, however.
All right, we'll do a constitution check, or constitution save.
See, that was a 17.
Okay, you're good then. You succeed. You're fine.
No! My mold! It's gone!
Good lord. Alright, well, now that you have turned and faced it, it just comes forward and goes to take a bite out of you. Because you're just there. So, that is... Oh, well, that's only a 9 to hit, so...
Does not hit.
Yeah, you just kind of dance out of the way. Good job. Let's see. But because of that... Actions, it can do that. And that. Oh, okay. And then I can do one other thing, which is... Let's see, who's still right there? So I guess Klonny is the one that's against the back wall. So he is going to... he'll use that. Which is, I need Klonny, you to make a constitution saving throw.
I would love to. What is a 16?
A 16?
No.
6.
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that is... Oh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
17 necrotic damage.
Oh my gosh.
Ruh-roh. Klonny.
So as this thing is like doing that, all of a sudden the beam shoots past and hits Klonny.
Not something I can counterspell.
Correct. I think we have established this.
Okay. Owie, I say.
Oh, sorry.
All right, so I guess, Barry, if you can make a... What was that one? Wisdom save.
Sure. Let me try. You gotta be... Nat 1 again.
Oh my god. Well, you... Round the corner and you find yourself in just off the slime path and around some rock, and but you are safely, you have safely escaped into the next chamber, which by the grace of Freya is empty. You seem to be all right.
Yeah, at least you're not having your butt kicked.
Kalani, are you down or are you just hurt?
Sorry. I am just hurt. Ichiwawa.
Okay. You still have hit points.
Yeah. Okay. It took me down just below half.
Just below what?
Half of my hit points.
Half? Okay, gotcha. Alright. So, what are you gonna do? You have options. You can... cast spells, run, do whatever. You've got a crossbow that you readied.
I did do that. So what is this thing? What does it look like?
Well, now that it is, now you can see it, you see a huge, all you see is the head with some tentacles coming off of it, but a huge mouth bearing down on Grimmel with an eye hungrily looking at his head.
Is it possible for me to pick a point within this thing that will... No, I lied. I was like, I'm on a fireball. No, I'm not. I am going to fucking Ray of Frost it and run away.
Awesome. Blast your Ray of Frost.
Nope. Is anybody being, like, restrained by it or held by it?
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. Just gonna... dirty 20.
Oh, yeah. That hits.
Baller. Nice. 11 points of damage.
Nice. Yeah, that... It did not expect anything... Sorry.
13 points of damage.
Well, 13 points of damage, even better.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm going to flee. And
probably a good idea.
I am also going to say that if this thing makes an attack roll at any point, I'm going to replace its roll with 6.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, it's... let's see. Poplart, you are... You haven't caught up with Barry, but you've regained your full ability to move.
I am going to continue going for Barry. Barry is safety. Barry is happiness.
Okay.
It gives me piggyback rides.
There. All right, so you're just running. You're going to go around the corner. All right. Cool. Foxglove?
Foxglove is running as well.
Alright, you're splitting, and that just leaves Grimmel in the room. Grimmel, you're staring down the gullet of this beast. What do you do?
And I'm the only one left?
Yep. Everyone else is hightailing it out of there.
It would seem dumb for me to stay to fight this thing. However... I cast Arms of Hadar.
Alright.
Like, the smart thing to do is run, but I ain't that, so.
Just because I don't remember, that's the... Oh yeah, it's the Dark Tentacles one.
Yeah, 13 to hit.
Well, you don't have to roll that. I just have to make a strength saving throw.
Right.
That's how this one works. Which is great, because my creature is a negative. And that is a failure, it looks like.
Yeah, my spell save DC is 15.
Cool. Well, yeah, I ended up with a 7, so 2d6 necrotic damage.
10.
Ooh, 10?
I rolled 2 5s, baby.
Damn. All right, let me jump back over here. You basically, like, you cast that and it, like, melts into its mouth and starts coughing and pulling back hard away from you, flailing. Like, you hurt it badly. Very, very badly.
Yeah, now that there's no party members around, I can do whatever.
Guys, I'm only super when you're not looking.
Yeah. Well, because I don't want to hurt... Well, nah, I could hurt you. If I'm desperate enough, I will. However, you're more useful to me alive.
All right, well, it goes... So it's, like, trying to get away right now, and on its turn, it's actually going to take its full movement to move backwards, and it'll flail randomly, and let me just see if it even tries to hit anyone with its beams. No, it just, it doesn't. It's just fleeing straight out of here. So, Barry, you're around the corner.
Yeah. Do I still have to try and make a wisdom saving throw?
I would recommend it.
Alright, well, here goes nothing. Ah! Yeah, me get 17 that time.
Yeah, you shake your head and like, blah, blah, blah. Oh. All right, I'm good.
Yeah. Me not like what happened. Ugh. Me very upset. Where is my companions? And then I start off looking for them. Back the way I had come.
Nice. Well, they are all you. The moment you do that, you see them running straight at you.
Ugh.
All.
Where is little Alkin?
So, well, Alkin is the only one left in there. So you see the others first. So Clanny comes running at you. Poplart is flying straight at you. Foxglove is coming at you. And... If anyone turns and looks, you just see Grimmel standing there triumphantly.
Wait,
alone
now.
In the cavern.
How far is that thing's move speed?
30 feet.
Cool. I'm gonna kill it.
Okay, so you're gonna chase after it?
Yes.
Eldritch Blast. Alright, go for it.
Another 13 to hit.
Does not hit.
Of course not. It never does.
But are you running after it still?
Yes.
All right. It will try. You great flood. All right. Well, it sees you coming at it. Do the others? Well, you're on the end, so it sees you coming at it. Has a panic attack. Let's see what's it gonna do. I'm just gonna throw out a d4 here and see what it did. Alright, I need you to do a constitution save.
Fourteen.
You save.
Nice.
And considering that's the only thing that it could do right there, it just can, and you're the only one in the room, yeah, it just tries to get as far away from you as possible. Does, like, Barry or anyone else, now that you see Barry, he was coming back in and you guys were running at him, does anyone stop and turn and, like, look at or try to help Grimmel in any way?
He's dug his own grave. He can lie in it.
Me don't believe in leaving companions behind. Me see everyone else, but me not see Grimmel, so me go look for Grimmel.
Yeah, I will also aid in that quest.
Alright, so you guys Gin, Barry, you can make it into the room. You can't get over there, but if you have a ranged thing, you might. Well, let's see, how far would they be? It'd be like 60 feet from you, maybe more than that. Oh no, it'd be like 80 feet from you at this point.
No, we can't. Let's see here. Yeah, no, me holding and keep moving. Me not feeling very lucky right now, so me hold javelin for better shot.
Right on. Lonnie, is there? Do you have anything you could do?
Ray of Frost has a 60-foot range, so I can move a little bit closer, maybe, and shoot it.
Sure. You run up to basically where, like, Grimmel was and take a blast.
Yeah, I do that.
All right, go for it.
21.
Oh, that hits.
Yeah. 12 points of damage.
Yeah, he falls. You see it, like, stop moving, deflate, and fall to the ground.
I give it the finger.
Alright, well, we are out of combat. You guys eventually were successful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. How many points of damage are you down?
Only 10. I'm at 15.
Let me see.
I kind of want to do something, but I probably shouldn't.
Can I use one of my healing potions and ointments, and how much does it heal?
Well, hold on.
The answer is yes, but we'll wait and see what happens here.
Me cast cure wounds on Clowny there.
Thank you.
Alright. So I don't actually have to cast for successful spell cast, nope. Right? Because it's a willing target?
Yes.
Okay, so unfortunately, once again, it did not roll very well. As 8 healing points.
How much?
8.
8. Oh, that's kind of good. Thank you. I have very little base health, so every little bit helps.
Alright, I have the worst luck when it comes to rolling a 1d8. I always do bad on 1d8s.
I would still like to use one of my ointments. Can I do that, and how much does it heal for?
Oh, sure. How about let's do... Oh, let's say it's a... If it's just an ointment that you're putting on, we'll do it like a... How about a 1d4 plus 2? If it's a potion, maybe 1d6 plus 3?
Ointment. So, 4 plus 2. Huh?
I don't know. I'm making it up on the fly.
Yeah, no. It's perfect. Cool. I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Awesome. Alright. Well, you guys are here. You're healed. But I think this is a good point. We know the next chamber is clear, so you can safely pick up here next time.
Okay.
Clark's just kind of hugging the baby's
back. I mean, we could probably end right with
now.
Like the...
Anyways. Popo's just kind of hugging on the baby's back right now, like, leave me.
Oh. Should we end with a long rest then, just so we can regain spell slots? Because I'm low.
Yeah, probably wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah, right. On rest.
Well, we seem to have cleared this chamber for the moment.
You know, you guys are only in your adventure. I mean, you've only been, going down here for like 7 hours. No, it's probably been a whole day though. If you landed, got off the boat, did everything, it's probably getting into the evening. Sure.
Okay, good. Because we took a beating there.
Yes, you did. So yeah, let's. You can. You know where you're. You're out of the territory of the other guys. You're into the territory of this thing that you've now killed.
Yep.
So I'll call it a resounding success.
Yeah.
Worked hard for that victory.
For some characters.
No, we worked very hard. We got a cardio in. You know, you have to maintain good cardio when going adventuring.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Barry's not happy with his performance. He feels a little ashamed.
Thank you guys for having me.
So what?
I said thank you guys for having me.
Oh, no problem.
It actually worked out pretty well. Added to the confusion of the story.
Perfect.
Gave me another character to yell at, so it was fun.
Cool, great. I love that.
Awesome. And you lived. You actually made it all the way through the adventure without dying.
So far.
For the session, sorry, is what I should have said.
Yeah. I gotta go to bed. So.
All right. Yes. Good night.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Yes. Thank you. He just got back from a long trip and family and a whole bunch of stuff. So.
Okay. So yeah, that was fun. Bringing another character in.
Yeah, he wasn't meant to be really anything more than just a guide to get you to this point.
Oh, really?
Like,
okay.
Yeah, the whole idea was he was like this learned scholar that was going to like be like, oh, we need this help and we know these things, so we'll get you here. And I wasn't sure how that was all going to play out, so we just kind of ran with it. And the plan was that he would be killed off or something would happen by the end of the session, so you weren't stuck with him.
I tried.
Yeah, I tried too. I thought that blast of necrotic damage was gonna like melt his skin off.
Yeah.
So we can.
First off, I tried leading him down the dangerous path, but of course that didn't work. And then,
yeah,
my goal was to poison him with food, but you know I didn't get the chance of that either. So,
well, depending on, I'll talk to him and. We'll do something. We'll make sure he dies next week, like one way or another. Even if it's just in narrative form of like during the long rest, you stab him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of funny, actually.
No, actually, I literally just messaged Ben. I was like, all right, change of plans. I shank him in his sleep.
I totally support this.
My motive, he took my kill. That was my thing to kill.
Oh, okay.
I was ready and he just went and thought he owned the place.
Just remember, you're going to have to at least somewhat cover your tracks because, you know, I am a lawful, or I'm neutral. I'm a good paladin, chaotic good. So, you know, but luckily, I'm not very smart.
Exactly.
So, you'll have to make it look like an accident or, you know, not leave your own personal money buried in his chest or something like that.
I have a great idea for that, then.
His kids just showed up and started killing themselves all over my property.
Yeah.
Dad loves that movie.
Which one was that? Is that... It's not...
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. 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 Yeah. That is such an awesome movie.
Dale, who has, like, super high intelligence and low wisdom.
Yes. Just laugh a lot. You'll be fine. Holding the scythe.
What I like about those is I think they really embody quite well what high intelligence and low wisdom can do to each. Like, you have Tucker, who's high wisdom, very low intelligence. And the opposite for Dale.
Yeah.
Like, super smart, but doesn't know how to apply it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well... He's kind of a savant, really. But he just knows random trivia.
Well, they state in the movie that he has basically an eidetic memory.
Yes, yes, that's right, they did.
Yeah.
But he couldn't make it past, what, the 8th grade or something like that?
Yeah, because yeah, I think that was it. He, like, couldn't finish high school because he couldn't do the work, but he could memorize all the stuff.
Yeah. I would say he's more... I would have thought he was more low charisma than anything else.
He's quite charismatic. And you see how the way he handles, like, having a stranger wake up next to him. So he actually was able to handle that pretty well. His ability to apply the charisma is really low.
Yeah, I'm going to say, because, you know, someone that's charismatic wouldn't be, you know, looking super creepy holding a scythe while trying to get to know
it's
a couple
wisdom.
Of people.
No, it's like the old saying, you know, intelligence is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, wisdom is knowing that it doesn't belong in a fruit salad.
Okay.
True.
That's pretty good.
Well, in any case, I hope this is a fun one because I've got a whole multi-tiered like dungeon crawl thing going on. Hopefully with lots of fun different monsters as we progress.
Okay, I roll better next week because I didn't really get a participate much this week because I kept failing all my throws.
I know, I'm so sorry. I never expected that to happen.
Oh man. Well, I mean, how are you gonna predict 2 nat 1s in a row? I mean, it's a good thing I didn't kill myself.
Yeah, I know, but holy crap, of all things, and to cause you to have to go that far.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. I mean, the supposed fighter of the group runs away and runs away the furthest.
Well, you didn't have a choice in the matter either.
No, so.
Yeah, you're completely charmed.
Yeah. That's just, I mean, at least I have a +1 on wisdom, but it's just not my strength, you know? It's, you know, either strength or charisma. Those are my big bonuses, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, dex and constitution and wisdom. Well, yeah, dex and constitution both +2s. Wisdom's just a +1, so. And then, of course, my intelligence is a -2. But it was a -3, so, you know, I'm a little bit better now.
Baby steps, right?
Baby steps. I figure I'll get up to an even keel 0 on intelligence and just kind of leave it there. Make him smart enough to read, but he's never going to be a really, really bright guy. But we'll get him out of the mentally retarded range.
I still maintain books are for idiots.
Thousands of librarians are obviously wrong.
Naturally. It's where stupid people congregate.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm not gonna, you know, Barry's not gonna argue with that on that.
Damn those bibliophiles.
Right.
Dumbest people on the planet.
Well, obviously. Alright, guys. Well, it's been a long day, so I'll probably sign off now, too.
Right on. Yeah, have a good night.
This has been an Azentuary LLC production. Find us online at azentuary.com for character bios, merchandise, Patreon, and more. Thank you for listening.